the sweet spot between where you are now and where you want to be. Hey, it's Heather Chauvin, wife, mother of three boys, former social worker, breadwinner, recovering hustler, and stage 4 cancer survivor. I'm not a fan of that term, by the way. Beyond all of these titles and labels, I'm a human being, just like you, attempting to navigate it all while feeling good. My goal on this podcast is to show you that you can live an energized, sustainable life both at home and in your work. It doesn't matter if you stay at home full time, if you work from home, you're a CEO, a successful business owner, or trying to find some inspiration. On this show, I attempt to keep it real with stories, interviews, and random thoughts. This is not a business or career podcast, and it's not a parenting podcast. It's both and so much more. You will laugh. You may even cry. And you may even get a little frustrated with the truth you've been hiding from yourself. I believe all human behavior is a language, whether it's through your child's behavior, your health, or a relationship. And when we learn to listen instead of react, we begin to understand what it truly means to feel alive and in control. It's time to put your big girl pants on and find your brave. Let's go. Hey ladies, I'm back and today I'm doing my weekly review, which seems to be happening more so on Saturdays than Fridays. But nonetheless, it's here. Okay. So if you haven't already, just a few announcements. I would totally appreciate this. If you are an avid listener of the Mama's in Control podcast and you have not yet rated and reviewed the podcast on iTunes, I would be so incredibly grateful. And if you don't know how to rate and review a podcast, you can go to my website, heatherchauvin.com/podcast. And if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a little video on how to review a podcast. I believe that video is just for iPhones. I'm not exactly sure how you would do that on Android, but I would really, really appreciate it. All the content that I put out definitely comes from my heart, but it takes my own financial resources to produce this podcast, publish it, edit it, all of that stuff. So it would mean the world to me. So if this podcast has impacted your life in any way, I would just truly, truly appreciate that. And if you take a screenshot of your review and post it on Instagram and tag me at Heather Chauvin _, I will share that. And I just really, really appreciate it, because the more reviews we have, that's how we can get bumped up on iTunes. And the show can be shown to more women who want to feel in alignment with their lives. All right. So from where you are now to where you want to be, the reason why I'm talking about this week is because something unique has happened in my life. Well, not really, but something, every day is unique. But what I'm noticing through my own personal development, both personal and professional, and my clients, and I'm always curious, I'm always asking myself, how come one person will see results and the other person doesn't? How come one person will take action and the other person doesn't? And it's this sweet spot between point A and point B, where what I call the brave zone, where all of this messy yuckiness happens, where we are actually transforming our lives. And when I am coaching women inside my mastery program or my mastery business program, this is what we focus on. So you can have strategy. Strategy is the easy part, right? Like Google any strategy you want, you will find the step-by-step on how to do it. And people can coach you through this process. But what I like to do is hold people accountable to taking the actual action. And so we've actually implemented shifts in our coaching program to hold people more accountable to taking the simple action in your brave zone, in your messy zone. And right now, I'm actually hosting a money challenge inside my Mastery Busy business challenge for these women. And it's amazing. It was make, you know, an additional $5,000 in 30 days. And there was a few women that have literally solved that or have completed that challenge within 3 days. Absolutely amazing. And so they really set themselves up for success. They showed up to the calls. They did the work. They reached out for help. They followed through and made magic happen. But here is the secret sauce. It is implementing. And the more I talk to women, the more I find out that the reason why they're so overwhelmed and they're not seeing results and they're not, you know, creating the success that they desire of abundance. And what I mean by abundance is, you know, why did you get into business? You got into business because you wanted to create more freedom for yourself. Why, you know, why are you working out? You are working out because you want to feel more free in your body. Why are you choosing to eat healthier? Probably because you want to feel lighter and you want more energy and you want to feel more in alignment, right? Everything that we do in our lives is about freedom. And, you know, we all can have different ways of saying it. You could say freedom, you can say alignment, you can say abundance, you want to be happy, you want to feel energized, you want to feel lighter. But I don't know one person whose life mission and goal is to feel like a bag of smashed assholes, okay? I have no idea. I've never met a woman who's like, I want to wake up miserable. I want to fall asleep overwhelmed. I want to have chronic panic attacks. I want to be in debt. I want to scream and yell at my children. Like, nobody wants that. So how do you get from being that person to the state of freedom that you desire? You have to go through. You have to literally go through. So everything, okay, everything is nature. We as human beings are nature. So our biology is to give birth. Of course, not all women can give birth. I'm not talking about vaginal birth. I'm talking about this concept of rebirthing. And when you look at, just look at any other mammal, look at, I'm just going to talk about mammals for a second and bear with me. I have no fucking clue what's coming out of my mouth. So a mammal, and you know, you might be like, well, Heather, there are mammals and the baby doesn't grow in their body. Just bear with me. The baby, there's something brewing inside of you, right? So let's say it is not an actual physical human. Let's pretend it is an idea or a desire or a book or a creative project or a vision. What you're doing is you're observing this thing that's growing inside of your being, okay? This thing is growing inside of your being, this idea, this thought, this human, this desire. You're like, what is that? I was talking to a few friends. We were talking about books, right? And writing a book. She's like, it just won't go away. There's something, you know, this book is inside of me. You know, you might've heard people say that before. So it's this thing that's like, come on, give birth to me. So then what happens? Then you just let it sit there forever and ever and ever and ever. And then all of a sudden, you know, this thing is just going to come knocking on the door. I don't mean literally, I mean metaphorically. It's going to come knocking on your life and it will show up as sometimes anxiety. It will show up as anger, resentment, excitement. It's just going to start making noise. It's going to try to get your attention. So when women, females are giving birth or about to, they get contractions. And so that's the body's way of preparing, or Braxton Hicks or whatever the heck we want to call it. That's the body's way of preparing for birth. And when it's preparing for birth, it's flexing the muscles and it's like, we're going to make you temporarily uncomfortable, right? It's like, ooh, that sucks. So this is what I notice with my clients, right? So sometimes they come in, they say yes to working with me, yes to working within the mastery community. And they're like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm going to vomit and shit my pants. Like, this is terrifying. Because what they're doing is actually saying yes to birthing what is inside of them. yes to becoming that person, that woman, that wife, that mother, that human being that they were born to be. Like, they're actually saying yes to birthing what is there. So the contractions are incredibly uncomfortable because you're getting closer and closer to who you want to be. So then you take that action, right? So the action is the push. The action is like, boop, I'm going to push a little bit and see if this thing comes out, right? So you push a little bit, you take that aggressive action, and I don't mean long term. I just mean that thing that has been like trying so hard to get your attention and you've been avoiding it, right? It needs your assistance in taking some action. This is when we're now entering the brave zone. So bear with me here. This is the messy brave zone, okay? So you're pushing, you're taking that action. This is not hustle. This is taking uncomfortable action, getting outside your comfort zone, okay? Having your cervix dilate to 10 centimeters and a fucking bowling ball coming out of it, that is not comfortable, but it is required to give birth. Not necessarily. I know there's surgery. We can cut you open, things like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about nature right now. Okay. So just bear with me. Boom, boom, push, right? Then you got to push, 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 push. Boom. This thing comes out. All right. This thing is out. You're staring at the baby and you're like, what the fuck is this? Now what? Now you're on to the next phase of recovery. And dealing with this baby that has now been birthed. Oh my gosh. I literally am locking myself in the car and I have a child who is climbing on the windshield trying to get my attention. This is real, guys. This is real. Anywho, now I'm distracted. So now this baby is out in the world and you have to parent this. You have to mother this thing. Why am I telling you all of this? To get from point A to point B, you have to get uncomfortable. It is momentarily like uncomfortable. You are not sitting in a state of comfort your whole life. So here's the thing. You hear every excuse in the book. Like, I don't have time. Okay, bullshit. If this thing is a priority for you, that will not be an excuse because you will exchange your TV time, your social media time, you know, your bullshit wasting time for what is a true desire for you. So when you are honestly listening to yourself, not everyone else on who you need to be, but when you are listening to yourself and saying, what do I want? How do I want to feel? This is where the magic happens. I will go to my grave one day preaching. If you don't get anything from today, this is what you're going to get. The fuller you feel, the more aligned you are with who you are as a human being and not what the outside world wants you to be, is the greatest fucking gift you will ever give to your children and those around you. And if you don't have children, it's the greatest gift you will ever give your parents to be fully fulfilled. Because if you want to be a makeup artist, if you want to join the circus, if you have felt like you are a man trapped in a woman's body or vice versa, if you are in a relationship that is not in alignment with your core desires, your life will show you that. Your life will tell you that. And the courage to birth yourself, the courage to become the human that you were meant to be on this earth at this time is incredibly uncomfortable. Incredibly uncomfortable. It takes consistent, intentional energy and effort focused on the outcome. Consistent, intentional energy focused on the outcome. So, why did I talk about this week? Well, one, I noticed this in my mastery, like I said, my mastery business coaching program with my ladies who are in business, because we were talking about having that transformational conversation with somebody who wants to work with you. and how it is so easy to back away from the contraction, you know, being uncomfortable, asking for what you want, charging what you feel is equal value, sitting with people's discomfort of them not wanting to pay or them handling their objections. And then also on a personal level, this was really much in alignment. This theme was really much in alignment with what I was personally experiencing this week, sticking to my routine. What does that mean? Oh my gosh, right? Every time I'm learning about how do you manifest, nobody talks about consistency. And I'm not talking about climbing a mountain every day consistently. I'm talking about putting your goddamn running shoes on and going for a 5-minute walk every single day. Like little baby action steps. In that moment before, so one of the things that I've been working on is a daily yoga practice. And I can't tell you how wild my brain will get before I get on that mat every single morning. Every single morning, you deserve to sleep in, Heather. You deserve rest. Well, I'm not killing myself on my mat. I'm just simply being consistent. So it blows my mind how easy it is for self-sabotage to come in. And do you want to know what has held me accountable? Are you ready for it? Having somebody hold me accountable. I have a yoga teacher who every morning on Zoom is expecting me to be there. And the night before I say, I will be there. And guess what? If I'm not there, she's like, where are you? Right? So in our programs, we're actually adding more accountability to them. And we also know that this is a fine line. But this is something, if you know, I mean, everyone's brain is different. And depending on your level of determination, if knowing that somebody is showing up for you, are you going to show up for them? Are you going to show up for yourself? If that will hold you accountable. But yet we give ourselves excuses to back off of the contraction because the contractions are uncomfortable. But yet we so badly want to birth ourselves. We so badly want a new version of ourselves. We so badly want to become something. And yet we're not willing to feel the natural feelings of birth. We are all experiencing some form of rebirth right now. All experiencing some form of transformation within ourselves. Whether it scares the shit out of you or whether you are completely excited and delighted for the opportunities that lie ahead. But either way, the fear, the guilt, the overwhelm, the sadness, the excitement, the joy that you are experiencing, that is the contraction. And there is action that you need to take that is required for you to push and to manifest something on the other side. So today's reflection is all about that sweet spot right before the action is about to happen when your brain will say, I don't want to, I don't want to, I don't want to. And you choose to do it anyways. You choose to rewire your brain, create new pathways, take different action, and manifest what you truly desire. And that in itself is a spiritual practice. This is your church. This is how we change the world. All right, ladies, thank you so much for listening today. I have some magic coming up for you, which I will be announcing next week. And again, if you haven't already, please, please, please rate and review the Mom is in Control podcast. Take a screenshot of it if you'd like and tag me on Instagram at Heather Chauvin. I love and appreciate you. Know that you are not alone, and we together can make magic happen.